Why did Kevin need to know about ROM Space Night?
Did that come up?
Because everyone needs to know about ROM Space Night.
It's fair.
Sorry, sorry. Why was Kevin not previously aware of ROM Space Night?
I guess he'd have to blame his parents, his upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, I actually once went to the MSU library.
I tried to get in, but they wouldn't let me. Did you need, like, an excuse? Because I just kind of wanted to mill about in there, and they did not like that as an explanation for why I was going in there.
No, you're not allowed in there. There's a reading room where you tell them what you want, and they go and get it, and you read it in the reading room.
See,
you have to wear the white gloves.
Probably depends on what you're looking for.
I don't know. I may have. I don't really remember.
They made me wear the white gloves when I looked at the archives at, what's the tiny building between Hubbard and Acres and Conrad? Is that right? I think it was Conrad. Yeah, they have like the MSU, like their personal archives, like related to the history of Michigan State are there.
Cool.
So I had to go in there for my professorial assistantship to do some research on Morrill Hall. It did not work because they did not declare it as a heritage building, and then it burned down. So,
what, Morrill Hall?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. What do you mean it didn't work?
Well, the professor that I was working with was trying to get it to get heritage status or whatever the protected status is.
Oh, okay.
Because the rest of Laboratory Row got it, but it did not. And her best guess was because Circle Drive goes between them.
Hmm.
And they really wanted to build that parking, that new parking garage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Morrill Hall used to be where the women were housed when women were first allowed in the school.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, so it used to be a dormitory and stuff. Like, I found plans showing, like, where the gym had been and all this stuff.
Huh. And then it burned down.
Yes, then it burned down.
I don't remember. I'm sure I was there for that, but I don't remember it.
I think you were in Idaho at that point. That was around, like, 2012, 2013, I think.
Oh, okay.
So
anyway, I went to the special collections and read a bunch of issues of ROM Space Night because they kept getting referenced in issues of Nova. And so I wanted to know what the heck was going on. And then it turned out that ROM Space Night is actually really fun.
It is. Can confirm.
Despite being based on a children's toy.
I will.
So how long have we been recording, Charlie?
12 minutes.
All right, so we're in progress here at the Gobesky Wallace Report, where I'm Adam Gobesky.
I'm Charlie Wallace. We have three in-progress guests. We've got Kevin Fredvogue.
Hello.
Doug Gobesky.
It's great to be here.
And Paul Wilcox.
Thanks for having me.
Someday one of you is going to say, hello, it's great to be here, thanks for having me. And then the other two aren't going to know what to say.
That was already an audible for me there.
You noticed the hesitation in my voice.
You're just inviting the eventual future where they all just try to talk over each other to be the first to get in.
Well, I don't think that works when you introduce them individually.
We'll see about that.
Okay. So what are we talking about today, Charlie?
That's a great question. It's not a movie
episode. What topics do you got? Topics.
This weekend I went to my first Renaissance fair. That was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Wait, how is that possible?
That it's my first one?
Like the type.
Yeah, aren't you friends with Amber? Amber dragged me to at least one.
Did she? She didn't even ask me.
Yeah. Maybe you'd moved away.
The Bristol Renaissance Fair near Kenosha, Wisconsin, and it was like way more fun than I expected it to be. Honestly,
the Michigan one was not that fun.
Well, what I had heard actually is there's like basically three of these, like maybe one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and then one here where it like they built like a little town. So it's like all encompassed. And it's like, I don't know, it's got like 12 or 13 stages that they're constantly doing shows on. And they're probably, I think the census, they say, I don't know what it was on Sunday, but it's like 10,000 people a day. It's a lot.
How many days were you there?
Oh, I was there one half of a day. It takes 2 hours to get there. So, and also children. So you kind of have
it.
You are limited.
Hours to get there, and you didn't stay overnight.
No, 2 hours driving in the morning, like get the kids exhausted. 2 hours driving back.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
He that didn't stop like by my place either.
101 right there.
I didn't know, Doug. Could have invited you, but next year, you want to come next year? I think we're definitely going to do it again. It's only running for, I think, 1 month out of the year, and this was the last weekend for this year. I was curious when we were going, like, Celeste wanted to be a dragon, so we dressed her up like a dragon. Kara actually made a cool dragon dress, yep, and did face paint and stuff like that. And I was like, I wonder how they're all going to react to a dragon being there. Like, I was like, Renaissance Festival's like, no, you have to be period appropriate and like as realistic as possible or what? And when I got there, it was just like, I mean, it could have been like an anime convention. It's like people dressed up as whatever they wanted. There was like a Ghostbuster. They're like different Dark Souls characters, which are like, you know, medieval in style.
Any Doctor Who?
No, I didn't see any Doctor Who. I saw Waldo, which was not surprising. I did see a Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, which I spotted his Scooby-Doo. He had like a, you know, like a half-size Great Dane Scooby-Doo stuffy, which he had just put on like a bench. And we spotted that first. And we're like, is that a little kid in a costume, like passed out on that bench? And then later I saw him carrying it around. So
you don't know for sure that it wasn't a kid.
It could have been, actually. And yeah, though they had like the jousting show, I think they did a few times a day. There were like acrobats and like body comedy and musical acts, like at least 30 or 40 different acts going on over the course of the day at various stages. And yeah, it was a good time. Like lots of like craft stores and stuff, because like there's all these, you know, like half buildings like built, right? So like look like real buildings, but it's just like one room basically. But tons of different craftspeople there, and I don't know, it was pretty cool. Kara and I were like, what if we could come back here without the kids next year so we could actually like do some shopping? And but yeah, no, would recommend.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you get a turkey leg?
No, we didn't get a turkey leg. Like the kids wanted like mac and cheese bites and chips. Ugh. And that's basically, I know. They were called dragon tails.
They didn't need to eat a turkey leg the size of their torso.
That's true. We just did not have the, I think, foresight to do that. But I think I didn't see any. They must have sold it. There was like the meat like district for sure. Where like all of the food that they...
Is that a euphemism? Or...
They had that district too.
Yeah, is there a strip club at the Ren Fair? Because if not, missed opportunity.
I feel like every Ren Fair is one step away from having
The acrobats did have a lot of like suggestive comedy, which, you know, goes over the kids' heads. But I was a little surprised. I was like, oh, okay, yeah.
I remember noticing that as a child. I was like, this is filthy.
I mean, obviously it's over their heads. They're acrobats.
No, not bad. I'll give you that one, Doug. I like that one.
What's his prize?
A hearty
is
chuckle.
It an episode of the Gobeski Chocolates Report?
Oh, yeah. I think it's about time.
So I went to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. And after I had already paid for some other candy that I wanted incidentally, I saw the Twix Snickerdoodle at the checkout, and I was like, I'm sorry, I need to do another transaction. But there was nobody behind me in line, and the lady was fairly gracious. So we've got Twix Snickerdoodle cookie bars. It looks like a normal Twix. It smells like a normal Twix with a little bit of cinnamon. Oh, wow. It takes a moment for the Snickerdoodle cinnamon flavor to hit you, but man, that is spot on. That is a
way?
Yeah, that's
or in a you've accurately recreated trash way.
No, this is actually quite good. It makes a good combination. Like I would recommend this to all of you guys.
Is it purely flavor or is there like a texture component?
It is, other than the flavor, identical to a regular Twix. Like, it's not even a different color.
So if they had called it, instead of Snickerdoodle, they had called it a Churro Twix, is there something you would expect to be different?
Where would your level of disappointment be?
It would need sugar crystals on it.
Okay.
Don't snickerdoodles already, aren't they supposed to have sugar crystals?
Yeah, they kind of do.
I'd say they're more integrated into it as opposed to on the outside of it, maybe.
I guess in my mind, they have a dusting of sugar crystals on the top and the center. Well, but maybe that's not a requirement.
I guess the other bar is just going to have to go straight into the trash because it doesn't have sugar crystals on it.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Ruined it.
Hey, Doug, can I ask Charlie a question?
Yes, Adam, you may ask Charlie a question.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
What's Psalm 14:32 on the 2000 from the 2000s playlist?
Oh, boy.
Good question.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Remember, there are no wrong answers, except for all the
except
wrong answers.
Except not answering it.
Repeats or taking my band with the wrong
Yes, song. Exactly. Those are the two wrong answers. And not answering. That's also a wrong answer.
What a curious game. The only losing move is not to play.
Cakewalk, really. You get a consolation prize.
I'm going through like the CDs and stuff. No, it's not.
You were going through the 2000s.
Eventually, like, you know, I think I'm going to start a theme and eventually you're going to be like, okay, Paul, you're capped at 10 anime openings. No more.
There's 2000 from the 2000s, Paul. I'm pretty sure all anime songs will make it on at some point.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, gonna have to start now if we're gonna cover all of the song openings, endings.
Where do I find the 2000 from the 2000s list?
Oh yeah,
like I'm not seeing it on the musings page.
Usually, I just Google Gobeski. I mean, for the Mary Marvel movie March, at least I do something like that.
There, I put it in the channel.
Gobeski Wallace Report 200s got me to 2000s. I'm done.
Yeah, no. How about Poker Face by Lady Gaga?
What year is that?
That's got to be like 2006. I don't know. Let's take a look. Because I remember we did a parody of it that we never released for that radio play.
I don't think I even remember that.
It was 2008.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't the wrongest answer, but...
Hey, I played, therefore I won.
you took Mad Romance from me, that's all.
You've got to play to win. This is what they tell me.
Are you going to let him play to win?
Oh, by the way, the payout for the Powerball is so large that if you purchased every single possible combination and nobody else played the game, so you wouldn't have to split it, you would be guaranteed money.
Like, you'd make
a
profit?
How many combinations are there?
There's like 290 million or something, 70 million, 200 something, less than 300 million.
Can you repeat numbers?
No, you can't.
No.
Okay.
No, the odds of winning are like 1 in 272 million.
All right, so it's a combination, not a permutation.
Yes, because the numbers come out in whatever order they come out, and then they're just ordered for convenience. No, you don't have to get any number. Sorry. You got all the right numbers, but they're in the wrong order.
The lottery jackpot is up to $17 quadrillion because no one has ever won.
They start listing the numbers in factorials.
Whoever wins this owns the universe. Good luck, everyone.
So, Charlie, you going to let Paul play?
Oh, yeah. Paul gets number 1,115.
Okay. Wow, my 2000 from the 2000s playlist is not as deep as I thought it was.
It's just Bad Romance.
Just a bunch of live versions of Bad Romance.
Covers of Bad Romance.
One of them's on the Beaumont Tower Carillon.
Oh, dang, that's 2010.
Wait, so how do covers work?
And who's Bad Romance by?
Lady Gaga.
Can we repeat artists?
No.
No, we cannot.
Because Lady Gaga's Poker Face is already 1432 on the 2000 from the 2000s list, unless I am completely mistaken.
Yes, that is the entry Charlie just filled in.
Oh, I'm an idiot. No. I thought it was Dead Romance. Sorry. Yes. I'm a dummy. I was not ready for this update that quickly. That completely caught me off guard, and I'm going to be real with you. I was only half paying attention when he listed the song. So we'll chalk that up to my bad. Boy, is my face red. Moving right along.
I actually really like the it makes me feel like you were on my side and that you wanted Bad Romance.
Oh, we'll go with that. Charlie, I like that.
Charlie, good work. Seeing as how I ruined Gwen Stefani for Paul. Anyway, how do covers work for this?
It's fine. As long as the cover was
released in the 2000s. Yeah.
So we could get Common People on here.
Yes.
The Bill Shatner version.
Absolutely. Would the cover just burn the performing artist or the original like writer of the song as well?
It takes care of the performer, not the writer.
So you could put the same if you could find enough versions. you could really stack as many.
How many versions of Yesterday do we want to put in? Yeah.
Are they still recording that in the 2000s?
I don't know. It's like the most covered song or something, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah. All right. What number did you give, Paul? Was it 1115?
I think so.
Does anyone remember?
I
1115.
I established that I don't.
The number came out in my head, and I was like,
1 1.
I was already
like, five.
Oh, I should have been thinking about this already.
Yeah. Okay. 1115. What do you got, Paul?
1115. I am gonna go with One More Time by Daft Punk.
All right.
Just snuck in. Not technically an anime song, but it is in an anime.
Might have to look that one up because I don't know it offhand.
Oh, shoot. Oh, wow. Okay. No, it's good. It was released in November 2000, but it was recorded in 98, apparently.
Yeah, it's released. As long as it wasn't on a CD that came out before the single.
Well, I guess I will have to be upset with you then.
Which song would you have picked?
I mean, obviously, it would have to be Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
Yeah, that's fair. I feel like it's been tainted with interpretations now.
Okay.
Which, you know, actually is a good song in its own right, too.
I mean, One More Time is good. It makes me feel like I'm just sitting in front of a television watching commercials in a way that Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger does not. Sorry, not meaning to be attack Paul.
No, just, you know what? Let's just pick a different one.
Oh, no. Sorry. No.
It's fine. Sorry. Why don't you just say that the core was bad, too, while you're at it?
Paul, you don't understand. You don't understand. Whatever you choose next, I'm going to hate that, too. So you might as well just stick with what you got.
Maybe Doug should make a pick, then, and Paul should give him a number to pick.
Let's see. I don't want to repick a number here.
See, I was just lying
updating this list. I feel personally attacked by the revisions to 1432.
Wait, what?
I don't know who is live updating.
Let me scroll to 1432.
You can sort. If you sort by song, it'll just put everything that's been entered at the top.
Let's go with Doug. How about 692?
692. I know the artist that I want for that one. I'm having a bit of difficulty choosing the song.
You can't.
Do you guys want more
wrong.
Of a dance beat?
As opposed to what?
More of slow R&B style.
Whatever makes me feel like I'm in a commercial.
So the dance beat one then, huh? All right, for you, Paul, for you, I'm going to choose Sean Kingston, Fire Burning.
See how well
oh, good. Song, it's yeah. Apparently it was used in Fred the Movie.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah. I don't know what that is. Is that like a Fred Astaire biopic?
No, it's a YouTuber who made a movie, has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not even War of the Worlds has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And that was from a while back, too. It was like early YouTube movie.
So he's an auteur, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. I don't understand. I refreshed the list, but I don't see it on there. There it goes. Okay. Kevin!
What up?
What song do you think should go in slot number 230?
I'm so prepared. I'm going to throw Flight of the Conchords, Bus Driver Song from their Folk the World Tour live album, dated 2002.
Nice.
The hell of a song is that?
It's one of my favorites of theirs, and one of the very few that didn't make it into the TV series, although the episode with New Zealand Town is loosely based around the song. Highly recommend.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That would have been before I had heard of them, for sure.
Yeah, no, I didn't listen to the album until after the show got popular, but it's a good one. Again, highly recommend. And I think Adam?
Jeez, self-released? Man. yes, Kevin.
I would love to know what song number 325 on the 2000 from the 2000s list.
325 on the 2000 from the 2000s list is Man of Constant Sorrow by the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Wait, that is that on the soundtrack?
Sure is.
I never even considered that.
You didn't have to. I got you covered.
I mean, that would have been my Soggy Bottom Boys pick.
Not in the jailhouse now?
Oh, well, now that you say it. No, I'm still behind it.
Well, I'm glad we could agree on something.
Yeah. I'm venting the room of contrarian gas right now.
What? Hold on. I got to find the list of shenaniganzas.
Oh, there is he trying to find which one is the contrarian gas one?
Yeah.
We were all in Star Wars 1 t-shirts.
You were at Four Corners, right?
Yeah. I think that's Shenana Bananaganza. Is that right?
016, right?
No, that's Shenanaganza. I'm trying to remember the difference between the two.
Oh, so 17?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
What happened in Shenanaganza? Oh, was Shenanaganza Tony's bag?
That probably was it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, it's the 8-year anniversary of something. I forgot what Paul said.
Of contrarian gas.
Contrarian gas, that was it, yeah. It's been 8 years.
Wow.
What an inspired bit to just come up with wandering around the Painted Desert. That was part of the Painted Desert.
Yeah. You wouldn't even think forest, there to be a gas thing. Issue, you know? But
yeah, but they had those big vents. Almost,
yeah, it's like they were piping it in there.
Speaking of contrarian gas, I have another edition of the Gobeski Chocolates Report.
Ooh.
This is Reese's Oreo. 2 milk chocolate and white cream peanut butter cups with Oreo cookie crumbs.
The expectations here are high based on text responses to the photo.
About Tony wanting to live there?
Yes. I have to agree with him. Sounds good.
And I see white. It smells like a Reese's peanut butter. Yeah. So it looks like the top half is the white cream and the bottom half is the regular chocolate. Take a bite. Might need to get a bigger bite.
Did you eat the wrapper too, or does it have that kind of crunch to it?
Or is it just like the open one end of the wrapper and then like close your mouth around there and like draw it out like a yogurt?
Yes. How else do you eat a freaking Oreo? Reese's.
I guess you can kind of crunch it.
Shove the sleeve down your throat, very slowly remove it. Oreos roll right in.
Now you have to twist the top off.
Do you ever wish that your Reese's peanut butter cup could be drier?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no?
Because I don't really taste the Oreo part, like the white cream. Like, it just tastes like chocolate and peanut butter, but with a much drier texture from the cookie crumbs. Mm. Here, let me eat another one as a second opinion.
That moisture zapping feeling I love.
Yeah, probably better off just putting an Oreo on top of a Reese's peanut butter cup and eating that.
Well, don't they have Reese's Oreos?
Yeah, they might. I didn't see that, though.
I thought I saw that, and I was like, that's not an Oreo Reese's. Moving on.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing, I have to admit. Maybe my expectations were too high because everyone else's expectations got real high. But
was it at least aesthetically pleasing?
Yeah, it was aesthetically pleasing. It hadn't turned pale. The chocolate hadn't turned very pale and bloomy like so many Reese's lately seem to. Like, I feel like Reese's chocolate at this point is basically 90% wax. Like, to the point where Reese's has stopped being one of my go-tos because of it.
Oh.
They're just taking all, like, the leftover chocolate coin and melting them down.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're trying to fight inflation.
Yeah, isn't chocolate, like, super expensive nowadays?
Yeah, that's partly why the chocolate content seems to be going down in so much of this.
Yeah, that is why they have, like, for holidays, they have Reese's eggs that don't have chocolate coating.
Wait, what do they have then?
Some sort of colored candy coating.
Oh, but it's
not like hard just, candy, but like.
Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, you're just describing a Reese's Pieces.
No, not hard coating.
But not a white chocolate?
Oh, it's a white coating, the ones I remember, but not chocolate, just white.
Oh, just white like flavored. White confection.
Yes.
Coating.
Yes.
Contains no cocoa butter.
Yeah.
So what other topics we got?
I've got one.
What do you got?
I don't know if we can get the mileage out of it we did offline here, but.
We'll try it.
I found a book recently that I thought was pretty interesting.
Oh, what book was that?
It is called Your Personal Net Guide, Your Complete Guide to the Internet and Online Services.
Oh. Wow.
Over 5,000 online sites, includes America Online, CompuServe, Prodigy, and more.
Do any of those still exist?
America Online is still doing dial-up service for like 3 more weeks.
Yeah.
And then they shut it down forever.
I can go to CompuServe.com. It has modern news. Oh, owned by Yahoo. All right. Very old school looking website, though. I'm kind of proud of it, honestly. I kind of like it.
They know their market.
Yeah. No, like if you told me this page had been made in like 1999, I would believe you. Other than the content, but like the look of it, it's great. I love it. It just needs a couple frames, really, to really finish up the web 1.0 look. But
this looks like a lot of what the Japanese web still looks like right now, which I think is a great design decision on the part of whoever did that. I'm always like yelling at clouds about web design to my coworkers. We need more websites that you can browse with JavaScript off.
Right.
Remember when we were all happier and the internet was just documents?
You can't even browse our website with JavaScript off.
Wait, really?
Java is what makes the sort work on the lists.
Oh, wow.
Do you think we've caused...
That's a nice feature.
...traffic spike on CompuServe?
They're figuring out who we all are.
500% more people visited us today.
Ooh, look for a job? Sign me up.
How do I find the web rings?
The top hit describes my job. Humans are being hired to punch up AI slop.
Wait, where is this?
When you're on the CompuServe site and you scroll down the left side, at the bottom of the menu is look for a job. When you click
the main thing you see
is my job.
How about that? Huh.
Although I guess my job is more about text than image slop. But So who wrote that book? Or wait, no. When's that book from, Paul?
Yeah, it's got all the internet.
So it's got the whole internet. So let's see. Copyright 1995, 1997 by Wolf New Media LLC.
Updated. Who wrote that? Yep.
A number of people, but it is a Michael Wolf book, it says on the cover.
Michael Wolf?
Spell that.
Michael, as you would expect, W-O-L-F-F.
M-Y-K-U-L-L-W-O-L-F-F.
I keep waiting for Charlie to rise to the bait, and he will not take it.
We're trying to recreate something that
happened. Is he even there?
Wait, what specifically was the bait?
Pay attention.
Michael Wolf.
Pay attention, sir.
Michael Wolf, noted author, journalist?
Yeah.
Political writer?
Wait, it's not that Michael Wolf, is it?
It is.
The guy who wrote the book, the tell-all book about the first Trump administration?
Yep. And from what I can tell, he's gotten lazy over the years because he put a lot of work into this book.
Hey, there's 5,000 websites.
He like went to everything.
Wait, he couldn't have gone to everything. It's probably not. It doesn't have like a red light district section, does it?
It kind of does.
Oh,
find you some good stuff.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Do we skip straight to my favorite one?
I'm really disappointed in Charlie right now.
I don't get it.
Do you not know who Michael Wolf is?
No, I don't. I mean, except for what Doug has said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not remember that, Charlie?
I don't.
Is this a side effect of having children, Charlie?
No, he had the kids after these books came out.
Oh, yeah, I guess he did. What's your excuse then, Charlie?
I don't know what we're talking about still.
Are you just illiterate?
Kevin, do you have any idea what we're talking about?
I don't, but I will admit I am again only half paying attention. I'm reading about the history of the hamster dance, which unfortunately is old enough that it would not be in this book.
Oh, well,
You mean new enough?
New enough. Yes, that does make more sense, doesn't it?
Like the let's check the index. Because we could says, do it this way, you could list things.
It came out in August 1997, but it did not become popular until a solid year and change later, I believe. Maybe almost 2 years, it looks like.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see it. So it wasn't this book that made it popular then.
That's a shame.
Wow, that's actually hard to believe. I'm thinking we bought this book later than 97 at this point. I wish I had the receipt. Because this fits right into hamster dance territory in my mind.
Does it have the dancing baby? That predates hamster dance, right?
Yeah, let's try that. Would it be under dancing baby or baby comma dancing?
Or would it be under blue suede?
Is that wait, blue suede?
Yeah, that's the song he dances to. More than a feeling.
Apparently, or not more than a feeling. Dancing baby is also called baby cha cha or ooga chaka baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. See. You know, I'm thinking that this didn't have all the cool memes of the time in it.
It's not comprehensive. All 5,000 websites.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that is just like, oh, this is a professor's personal blog on his university. There's a lot of like, you know, .edu/lastname/index.html. Looking for the red light district. I don't know if I can find it.
Whitehouse.com.
Classic.
Wow.
Wasn't there someone back then who like made joking threats to whitehouse.gov and they because the site looked so bad they thought it was a joke? I feel like I heard that on some drive time radio back in the late 90s.
Sounds vaguely familiar.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah.
Can I call an audible on 70 from the 70s?
Sure.
And take your pick 70? Because I think it should yes. be blue suede hooked on a feeling.
Oh.
Like that's a good way to send out the second.
I'm kind of surprised we hadn't, that hadn't come up already. So I think that's perfect.
All right. Great. So our second 70s playlist is finished.
Wow.
Third one incoming someday.
Now, do you actually put these somewhere like on Spotify?
I don't have Spotify, so if someone has Spotify, I can give them the list and they can do it. Right now, it's just a list on my phone.
The best kind of playlist.
Yeah. Or you can just put Herbie Hancock's Chameleon on there 70 times. That works too.
Actually, real talk. So my trial of Amazon Prime Music or whatever it's called is up in a few days. And so I need to consider, hey, what streaming service do I want to use for music for the next month or two? And does anyone have any actual recommendations?
I do.
I only have joke recommendations.
Like do this or don't do this kind of things. Like stay away from particular things like Spotify or whatever.
I just get way too much use out of the YouTube premium / music subscription. So YouTube Music is my Spotify app now. It's pretty much got what you would expect. You might want to look specifically at artists, but...
Is it price competitive?
What is it?
Is it expensive?
Premium. It's like, I don't know, I pay yearly, but monthly it is... I think it's going to be more expensive than like just a plain Spotify.
I think Spotify's about 10 to 12 bucks a month, I think.
I would still have it if it were that.
Premium is 14 a month.
All right. Probably going to go with Apple Music.
Yeah.
On my Android. I
mean, no matter where you put your money, it's going towards something bad. But if you got Spotify, then some of that money is going to Joe Rogan.
Still?
I think so. Oh, did he was he done after a while?
Yeah, because Neil Young came back, I thought.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess go for Spotify then. They can't have anything bad on that, right?
Free for 3 months and then $12 a month after.
The problem with Spotify is that it costs too much. And also, you know, they continually change things to make the app worse.
Man, this CompuServe website's all wrong.
Why?
Did you go to the About section?
It says Graham Greene, a trailblazing indigenous actor best known for Dances with Wolves, dies at 73. When it should say Graham Greene, a trailblazing indigenous actor best known for The Red Green Show, dies at 73.
Joe Rogan made $250 million from Spotify in 2024, but it wasn't an exclusive agreement. Like, he's allowed to put his podcasts elsewhere at the same time.
That's still my $250 million.
I don't fully understand the advantage of this, but...
So that's why Spotify had to keep raising their prices.
That sounds about right. Audiobooks, at least some, are included in the subscription now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what if I don't like to read?
Big Finish has a bunch of Doctor Who audio dramas available on Spotify. Hey.
Let's see what...
I mean, look, the problem here is that it doesn't matter whether it's the voice in my head reading the book or the voice on the speaker reading the book. Either way, I'm reading the book. I just don't feel good about that.
That's a fair point.
Why? No. Why do you not feel good about reading?
I got too many books to read already.
Well, why not just find an audiobook of a book that you have to read? Touché, salesman.
What if they read it wrong?
Oh, wow. If you look at the source for CompuServe.com, it's fairly legible.
That's back when they didn't accept sloppy things, you know?
I mean,
back when you could read code.
Yeah, it's style sheets and stuff, but probably even slightly more legible than our website.
There are large parts of our website that are fairly illegible, I think, that I had to sort of figure out, like reverse engineer what the hell you had done on certain style sheets.
Oh, yeah, I haven't touched the style sheets in a long time.
So,
oh, wow, they're not... I guess it could be done. This is not particularly interesting podcast material, but I'm looking and like you see the list elements with the headlines listed. Like, this is not just linking to like a different RSS. It's like, I don't know. This is fascinating, Paul. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Paul, for our new segment. Does this website still exist?
Yep. I mean, we've got, you know, I would say 4,999, but I don't know if CompuServe is in here.
I'll bet it is.
I mean, the actually, it probably is.
I'll bet it's early on.
Yeah, it's probably in the computers section.
It's not alphabetical.
It's like arranged by interest, you know? It's like if you Yahoo in the 90s and start clicking on things. Actually, what is alphabetical, though? The broad categories are, well, no, it's just listed. Yep. It's not really in any particular order at all, actually.
All right. What other topics do we got? Topics. Tony Huff loved an image.
He just loves the hell out of that Twix snickerdoodle, I assume.
Maybe he's doing the loved an image to the Reese's Oreo, you know, scrolled back up.
It is certainly possible.
I'm going to assume that it's loved an image for, let's see, what is it?
The dust storm?
The piss disc.
Probably the piss disc.
He's just scrolling back through the memes.
I think it's the on my way to buy my first body pillow meme, I think. Oh, man. I forgot. This should be my go-to. Like, I didn't realize how much we were investing in our future when we made this thread, because these are reusable. Speaking of which, you know the paradox of meat meme that I'm always on about?
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
I didn't realize Dr. Michael Baden was like a real guy.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's, what? He doesn't actually talk to people about the paradox of meat, though, does he?
He did it one
a
point.
Lot closer than you would think, actually. He like goes on Fox News and stuff and is like,
I'm a meat man.
Yeah, like he's like he's kind of like a little bit of a forensics TV personality. Wow, he's 91. He was the chairman of the House Select Committee on Assassinations Forensic Pathology Panel. But mostly he's like, in later years, he's the forensic science contributor for Fox News.
Well, apparently in 2019, Jeffrey Epstein's family hired him to oversee the post-mortem.
This is how I heard of him, like in a roundabout way. That's how I was like, Michael, like you, it was so surreal to see the guy from the meme, like moving and talking and stuff. Like I thought I had been deep faked for a second that like someone had made that video for me. Like, let alone him actually kind of be in like in a field where you might talk about the paradox of meat, if that was a thing that people did. I guess, like, because I originally thought, oh, they just found like a picture of a guy who looked like exactly the guy who would say that, and it was just too perfect.
All right, Kevin, Psalm 1776.
Ooh,
better be patriotic.
Ooh, the funny thing is, because I did have a few names jotted down, and I'm just going from top to bottom here. It is a Japanese artist, but we will go with the English release. I've seen their name written a couple different ways. I'm not 100% sure I got the order on this right, but I'm going to go with Hikaru Utada, Simple and Clean, which saw various releases throughout the 2000s. Kingdom Hearts OST being my personal favorite.
Nice. Thanks for opening up the floodgates for me.
Oh, you had to. It's, the anime can come now.
That's a good song.
I love that song. I used to know how to play it on piano. Oh, Charlie, what is song number 729?
729 is Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet.
Nice.
Which most certainly has been in a commercial, Paul. I'm sure it has.
I don't know. I use ad block.
You know? Seems like a sort of thing that might have been in like a iPod commercial. Even
are you sure you're not just specifically remembering that? Because I feel like that definitely
maybe I'm looking it up now.
Now that you've said that,
yes, it was. Like, it is. So let's go with Doug. You get number eight.
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 Eight. So, gonna have to go with a crowd pleaser for this one. We're gonna go with Everclear, Wonderful.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. When? What year was that?
2002. Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
No, 2000. It's off of Songs from an American Movie, Volume 1, Learning How to Smile.
All right, then.
Yeah, it seems weird to think that, yeah, at the very beginning, in 2000 of this list, I could have come out when I was in high school. I keep thinking it's like undergrad, grad school. And I'm like, no, actually.
Yeah, that was like half of the 2000s for me.
Yeah.
I like how when you look at the Everclear Wikipedia, the singles listed, like three of them are covers.
Wait, Brown Eyed Girl.
Yep. The Boys Are Back in Town.
Oh, they did a cover of that?
Apparently.
Probably with the new lineup. This I would be 99. Very surprised if... What?
Now I have questions because when you go to that Wikipedia page... What? That doesn't show up anywhere.
I'm
thinking that might be wrong.
Yeah. Well, no, hold on. All Music says that they have, in fact... Yeah, it says 99, geez.
Oh.
Appears on Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, there it is.
And on the 10 Years Gone collection.
All right, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Okay, so what's the third song, then?
Rich Girl, there were three. It says...
Rich,
that's Paul and Oates song.
Huh. I guess I can hear that in my head.
Okay. Off, 2008 off of the Vegas Years. Oh, wow. Apparently the Vegas Years is pretty much just covers.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at here. Some interesting choices.
Really? Which one is Land of the Lost, the one that's weirdest to you, or?
No, I think this land is your land. It's hard for me to imagine Everclear doing.
Yeah, this is getting weird. I don't think I know Everclear as well as I thought I knew them.
Well, it's worth noting that by that point, Greg and Craig have left the band. That was the bass player and the drummer.
Okay.
Not so, in that order, though. I mixed up the order there. So you've still got Art Alexakis. Basically, the last album that had Greg and Craig on it was, I think, 2003's Slow Motion Daydream. Which is not to say that the other musicians that he's playing with since then are not any good. Because I actually really enjoyed Welcome to the Drama Club and Invisible Stars. Like, it's a little different, but, I mean... Most bands, you know, over the years sound different. So anyway, I was not paying attention to the rotation here.
Pick someone and we'll tell you if that's wrong or not.
Oh, gosh. Paul?
That's correct. That's a good one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Paul, what song do you think deserves to be at the 1000 mark?
Whoa.
The 1000 mark?
Yeah.
You know what? The number is just a number.
Yeah, basically.
Time to, I'm going to also go with Real Emotion from the Final Fantasy X-2 soundtrack by Koda Kumi. I think that is her song. I think she would be the artist on the song. I don't know if you guys remember hearing that X-2 commercial.
Yep.
Like thousands of times.
Never played the game, but still have the song in my head.
I will say that changing outfits is a core mechanic, and that's why it's one of the best.
By the 10-10-2 remasters at some point. Someday.
That commercial might have been like the last great video game commercial. You know, the whole thing where she's like, it's showtime, girls. And then like, you just can't get better than that. I mean, the last time I remember seeing a video game commercial on TV might have been was it Gears of War with that song Into Dust? Do you guys remember that?
The All Around Me Are Familiar Faces, that one?
No, but very similar vibe.
That's Mad World from Donnie Darko.
Mad World, yeah. That was also in a Gears of War commercial, though. That sounds familiar.
Mad World and Into Dust, yes, were both Gears of War 3 ad songs. That's crazy. Like, oh, you know what these burly dudes shooting like machine guns makes me think of as Mazzy Star.
Killing Mazzy Star song I know is Fade Into You.
Into Dust is from the same album, I believe. Mm-hmm. Who hasn't gone yet?
Me.
Oh, okay. Adam.
Yes, sir. Mind.
What is song 1221?
Far be it from me to buck the trend here. And so song 1221, Save This World by Kelly Sae, otherwise known as the intro theme to Phantasy Star Universe.
Oh, okay. Man. Oh, wow. That is so great.
All right. I already got an approval.
I'm excited to listen to it.
Does that come through at all?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, good yep. choice.
That's what I could hear. That's a banger.
And I had to pick it now because otherwise I would completely forget.
Oh, you'll get other you'll get other chains of video games. Coming through the microphone though, at first I was like, is that John Anderson of Yes?
Isn't JoJo's Paul. All right, well, I guess that wraps it up for this edition of the Gobeski Walls Report. We'll save that little thing we worked out, Paul, for next time. Adam Gobeski.
You just cut out.
Anyway.
Adam Gobeski, yeah.
Anyway, I'm Adam Gobeski.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. A special thanks to our three garbled guests. We've got Doug Gobeski. Kevin Fredvogt.
I'm not doing that. It's been fun.
Paul Wilcox.
Thank you. I had a blast.
Ah, the episode they don't want you to hear.
Your ears?
That's every episode.
Do you need me to re-record that?
No, that's fine. That was good.
Thanks for having me.
So if you liked that episode, there's a lot more content on our website, www.gobeskiwallacereport.com.
That's about it.
Yeah, we were on Facebook and Twitter, but Twitter became X, and Facebook kept marking my posts as spam. So you win, Meta!
Shrimp Jesus.
What?
What?
What? Were you recording something?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I'd walked away. Came back.
I'm Adam Gobeski.
Can you say Adam Gobeski? Can you do that again? The podcast will never end.
Check, test, garble.
You can clear words and sentences.
Oh, not yet.
Talking.
Hello.
Daisy. Give me your answer. I'm half crazy all for the love of you. Anything yet?
There you go.
There we are.
Hey.